Black Friday, one of the busiest shopping days of the year, will be very different this year as COVID-19 restrictions have limited in-person shopping and demand intensifies online. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the deals and promotions this year started weeks in advance.
In past years, stores have been opening earlier on Black Friday, going into Thanksgiving, as shoppers camp outside waiting for the best deals. But this year, many stores were closed on Thanksgiving. Ray Weimer, a retail practice professor at the Whitman School at Syracuse University, says retailers are getting rid of the big doorbuster deals on TVs and electronics that sell out in the first hour.
I think what they've tried to do is take away that to reduce density, to reduce the crush, because in past years we've seen what happened outside of Walmarts across the country or Targets across the country with like pushing and shoving.
He says businesses have adjusted to COVID safety precautions because of how much they were impacted by lockdowns in the spring and how dependent they are on staying open right now to remain viable. Weimer anticipates there will be even more online shopping and there could be a delivery backup by mid-December.
If you're going to holiday shop, you better make sure you're done by Cyber Monday, because I wouldn't guarantee delivery dates.
Despite being in the orange zone of COVID restrictions, Destiny USA in Syracuse is open on Black Friday. Marketing Director Nikita Jankowski says businesses have been doing Black Friday deals early and also have curbside and in-store pickup.
Our tenants are offering different ways for people to get in and still get their purchase without having to congregate with all the lines.
She says visitor traffic has been mixed, depending on the day.
We're like in an alternate universe right now as far as what's going to happen and what's going on, and we're just, you know, taking it day by day.
One tradition that will continue is Santa will be at the mall, and kids can get a picture with him 10 to 14 feet away. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.